This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today assured that Jammu and Kashmir will get back its statehood soon, addressing an event after laying foundation stone and inaugurating 84 developmental projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in Srinagar. Mr. Modi also said the central government has taken the recent terror attacks in the Union Territory very seriously and the enemies of Jammu and Kashmir will be given a befitting reply. PM Modi is on a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir from today. He also distributed the appointment letters to about 2,000 youth who have been recruited in the government sector. The Prime Minister will lead the nation on the 10th International Day of Yoga, IDY, celebrations in Srinagar tomorrow. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the government will constitute a high-level committee to look into the issues related to National Testing Agency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, he said recommendations of the high-level committee will further improve the functioning of NTA, its structure, examination process, transparency and data security protocol. Mr. Pradhan said few irregularities have come to government's notice. He said the centre is in touch with the Bihar government on the irregularities surfaced with regard to the NEET UG exam. He said strict actions will be taken against the culprits. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Lok Sabha member Bhartuhari Mehtab as pro tem speaker to perform the duties of speaker till election of the speaker. In a social media post today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the president has also appointed members of Lok Sabha Suresh Kodikunnil, Thalikuttai Rajuthevar Balu, Radha Mohan Singh, Fagan Singh Kulaste and Sudeep Bandyopadhyay to assist pro tem speaker in oath and affirmation to newly elected members of 18th Lok Sabha till election of the speaker. Minister of State Independent Charge in the Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav, has lauded the efforts of the Union Government in the last 10 years for taking yoga to the global stage. In an interview with Akashvani News on the eve of the International Day of Yoga, Mr. Jadhav said all arrangements are in place for the celebrations tomorrow. Mr. Jadhav added that over 7 crore Indians have taken pledge online to make yoga an integral part of their lives. A Delhi court today granted bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case connected to the now scrapped liquor policy. The order was passed by Rouse Avenue Court's vacation judge Nyai Bindu after reserving it earlier today. The AAP Supremo can walk out of Tihar Jail on Friday after paying a bail bond of 1 lakh rupees. Kejriwal was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on 21st March in dramatic scenes just ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. In May, he was granted interim bail by the Supreme Court in view of general elections. He surrendered on 2nd June. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar was on an official visit to Sri Lanka today. This was his first bilateral visit since he assumed the charge in the cabinet. Apart from inauguration and handing over of key projects, Dr. Jaishankar's visit included his meetings with top leaders of the island nation. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be on a two-day visit to India starting tomorrow. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. She will also have a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The United Arab Emirates is set to witness a wave of yoga enthusiasm centered around the theme Yoga for Women Empowerment as the country gears up for International Yoga Day celebrations tomorrow. Multiple events focused on empowering women through yoga are being organized across the Emirates, attracting thousands of participants from diverse nationalities. In ICC World Cup cricket match, India has set a target of 182 runs for Afghanistan at Kensington Oval, Adelaide. India scored 181 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Afghanistan were 101 for 5 in 15 overs a short while ago. Earlier, the men in blue won the toss and elected to bat. Team India remained unbeaten in the group stage. For India, Surya Kumar Yadav was the highest scorer with a quick fire of 53 runs off 28 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.